Hello, welcome to The Wire, where fresh coverage of independent news and current affairs from right around Australia comes to you on your local community radio station. I'm Roderick Chambers in Sydney, and coming up on the program today...
I guess one of the disappointing results in the evaluation is that there hasn't been the improvement in native fish populations across the basin.
Fish are dying in the Murray-Darling Basin, and researchers are calling for more to be done to improve the water health of the system. Stay tuned for all of this and more coming up on The Wire. A report into the $13 million Murray-Darling Basin Evaluation Plan has found that more needs to be done to restore the ecology of the basin. Researchers from Flinders, Melbourne, Griffith and Adelaide University say that there needs to be more local efforts to revive the basin to good health. Thomas Kudas asked Professor Mike Stewartson, CEO of One Basin Cooperative Research Centre, to expand a bit more on the plan.
Yeah, well, the Basin Plan has been was introduced in 2012 and has been underway since then. A key element of the Basin Plan was to establish sustainable diversion limits for water across the Murray-Darling Basin, which would then inform the recovery of water from consumptive users, mostly irrigators, through a variety of means to be then protected and used for environmental purposes. So to return the water use to sustainable levels.
And what are the key environmental outcomes achieved by the Murray-Darling Basin Plan so far?
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority have just recently completed a basin plan evaluation. In fact, they released that evaluation yesterday, which so that's available on their website. It sort of details what the outcomes have been. So there's been some great success in achieving its primary purpose of setting sustainable diversion limits and that water recovery process. So there's now, in total, across all the water recovery programs in the basin, up to about 28% of the water that was previously used for irrigation is now being recovered for environmental purposes, which is really a remarkable achievement and something that would have been hard to imagine, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And there's been some improvements in the environmental conditions across the basin. So there's improvements in vegetation and generally environmental conditions have stabilised and not declined as a result of the water recovery. I guess one of the disappointing results in the evaluation is that there hasn't been the improvement in native fish populations across the basin that were hoped. And native fish are really a key environmental response that we look to indicate the success of the basin plan. So it tells us there's more work to be done. A great progress at this point, but there's more work to be done.
If there is a increased environmental water recovery, how come the fish are still struggling?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Tom. And it comes down to specific things in specific places. But we believe one of the key things is it's not just about providing more water. And we're not the only people saying this. In fact, it says in the Basin Plan evaluation that it requires other local restoration work to improve native fish populations. And so that's work like improving, there's fish barriers along rivers. So it's providing support for passage for fish through those barriers so they can move throughout the river system, which is really important for their life cycle. Restoring vegetation on floodplains. It's managing the way land is used on floodplains, looking at water quality and other things which really also affect fish populations.
How has the involvement of First Nation people in water management evolved under this basin plan?
Look, there's been progress in terms of inclusion of First Nations people and their interests in the planning. I don't think it's been adequate, and certainly when you look at the Basin Plan evaluation, the statements about the First Nations involvement clearly indicate that First Nations people don't feel that that's been adequate. I think there's still a lot more to do, and I actually think there's some really exciting opportunities in that base as the Basin Plan goes forward, where we see sort of that inclusion of First Nations in the water planning process can be a really important part in guiding the planning in a sort of cultural healing process, if you like, as part of the basin planning, a part of restoring the basin. So I think there's quite a lot more work to do in that space.
Mike Stewartson, CEO of One Basin Cooperative Research Centre, speaking there with Thomas Kutas.